WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning. It's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. Good morning, Monica.
Hello.
Look at you. Applause.
Hey. Oh my goodness. Waking up to an applause.
Ooh. Well, that's, I mean, that's normally how we start our mornings over here. It is not today, Tuesday, so go ahead and start texting in now. 52353. Who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
Yeah, so you can clear it out, you know, and move forward with the week. We always have to do that.
Well,
I feel the need to. I already know what I need to clear out.
Well, make sure we're going to do that at 720. Also at 720, we have your first chance today at 5,000 dollars with the K92 secret sound.
Yeah, you get your vacation money. I mean, because if you hear the sound, you say, this speaks to me. I know what it is. I'm going to call the station at 540-774-9236. And I'm getting through. That's caller 19 and guessing it. I'm getting $5,000.
Listening to K92, you have four chances to win in the 7 o'clock, around 7, 9, 3, and 5. That's when we're going to throw out the opportunity for you to call. And then at 7:20, 9:20, that's going to be your chance to play to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listened to the show yesterday, you can realize that we're missing somebody right now. Well, our guest, Danny Myers, will be back with us this morning and all week starting at 7 o'clock. So if you're missing your friend, he's going to be here in an hour to hang out with us. We're so excited for that. Monica, before then, though, we have to get to the diamond of the day.
Mm-hmm. So how far will you go to protect the environment?
To protect,
you know,
the environment.
We're trying to save the world. What are you doing? Okay, because this one girl, she took it up to another level. We'll get into it. Okay, 92.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
We need some Captain Planets around here.
I'm not that person.
Robin Greenfield said, you know what? I am going to save this planet. I am done with toilet paper. I'm going to start using leftover napkins. I said, no. Actually, I'm completely done with paper. I'm going to start using leaves. When I go to the bathroom, who needs toilet paper and really wants other people to embrace it? Use grass, leaves,
does
plants.
It say where Robin lives at?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I'm just trying to think of what their greenery is like. Are their leaves soft? Because if the leaves are soft, then I don't care one way or the other.
You'll be open to it.
If the leaves are soft, if they'll do the job. I don't have to worry about like my finger poking through my leaf if it's a strong, soft leaf.
You know what Robin needs is some, she needs some of those, they call them elephant ear plants. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no clue.
I don't know what
Google
the
it.
Real name is. Elephant ear plants. Somebody will text in 52353.
While I'm looking that up, what are they? Tell me more about why she needs those.
They're a big, I mean, they look like elephant ears and they seem to be soft. My mom used to have those plants in front of her house. And actually in elementary school, she said, I was like, I need something for show and tell. And she said, here. And ripped off an elephant ear plant and handed it to me, and I went to school with it.
So
she said, explain this.
And I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but it's called colocasia.
Colocasia.
That's the kind of plant. But yes, I have seen these before. And yeah, that would work out perfectly because, you can use it, fold it over, use it again, fold it one more time, use it again. I am not completely against this as long as the leaves are soft and sturdy.
You know what? If something happens, you never know what's going to happen next in the world. And, you know, our bosses, we're done with toilet paper and we have elephant ear plants in the bathrooms.
I feel that we could use fake plants or would that defeat the purpose? Because my mother has a lot of fake plants in her house, but that would defeat the purpose.
And I think I guess that's eco-friendly because you can wash them and reuse.
I don't know if I want to reuse. Ew, Monica.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
All right. Since today is National Barbecue Day, the question on the table right now is, what is our second favorite thing to grow? And I say our, I mean Americans, because that's where this poll was taken. Bridget in Radford says steak.
Mm-hmm.
William also says steak. And there's another text message for steak.
And I also was feeling steak. Ribeyes.
You were feeling it, but that was incorrect. Steak is actually number four.
Oh.
The second favorite thing that we love to cook on the grill is chicken. It goes burgers, chicken, hot dogs, and steak in that order.
See, and I'm not really a big fan of grilled chicken. Like chicken just tossed on a grill, I feel like it dries up. It's dried out sometimes
if you
don't do it right.
I think it's one of those situations where you already like barbecued it and everything, and then you just throw it on the grill to cook it more. I think.
Just get the grill marks.
I could be wrong. I'm not anybody's chef. Some other fun facts about National Barbecue Day. Our five favorite burger toppings in order are cheese, ketchup, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions.
Yes.
Those are the top five. Pickles, mustard, and bacon are also in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're a big burger person, but without the cheese.
Yeah, I don't
still
need
is
cheese.
Just
if
crazy.
Cheese is there, cool.
It's fine.
But if you ask me, hey, if I throw these burgers on the grill, you want cheese? Nah, I'm good. Keep the cheese off. Just give me more meat
and onions.
I'll
take his cheese.
All right, and then the last part, do you call it barbecue or a cookout?
I call it a cookout. We're having a cookout. We're going, yeah.
So you don't say, I'm going to throw a barbecue. You guys
I don't
come
say
over
that.
And we're barbecuing?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, according to, it's a locality kind of thing. People from the South and the Northeast are a little more likely to say cookout. People out West and in the Midwest are more likely to say barbecue. Mm-hmm. If you say barbecue to me, I'm expecting brisket. I'm expecting pulled pork and hush puppies and all of that.
You want Mission Barbecue. You want
exactly.
a whole spread.
That's barbecue. Shout out to Mission Barbecue. Shout out to Wildwood, my two favorite barbecue places.
Yeah.
Now, if you say cookout, my burgers and my dogs. What's your favorite topping to put on a burger?
Extra cheese. I like two slices of cheese. Good cheese. I don't want any kind of singles in the plastic wrap.
Ew.
What?
It's just so messy and just...
How's that messy?
I'd rather go to a barbecue.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
And that's what the K92 Morning Thing we want to do. We want to help you win the day.
Mm-hmm.
In order to win the day, though, you have to get some sleep the night before.
Yes, you do. But not too much sleep.
Not too much.
No.
I like a lot of sleep.
Well, you're going to change your mind now because scientists say that those that get too much sleep now may become blind. You may go blind. Yep. They said that those that get over 8 hours of sleep on the regular tend to have macular degeneration.
Oh.
Yep. So that's the leading cause of blindness. And they said, especially in the UK. So they want people to realize, hey, don't hit snooze. Wake up.
Well, I guess I need to thank K92 because of this job, I'm never going to get that much sleep.
You're like,
never.
You're good. We're good. We're all right. We can keep on going.
If I go blind, it's because I pulled my eyes out. So upset. Now, after you get that good night's sleep and not too much so you can wake up and see the next morning, Monica, which one do you do first? Do you take a shower, bathe first, or do you brush your teeth first?
I brush my teeth first.
You brush your teeth first. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Why do you brush your teeth first?
Because I feel like I want to wake myself up, and brushing my teeth helps to wake my body up.
Huh. That's very interesting logic that I don't like, but you do have the correct answer. You're supposed to brush your teeth first, according to doctors, because what happens is if you shower first and then you go out and brush your teeth, all of the bacteria that came out of your mouth from you brushing your teeth will still be on your face.
Yes.
So the first thing you need to do when you go in the bathroom, you need to brush your teeth. Get all that bacteria, dirty your face up because you're going to get in the shower to clean your face
off. Yeah, the bacteria
off.
Too. Oh, well, yeah.
But let's go back to this. Brushing your teeth wakes you up.
It wakes me
more
up.
Than taking a shower does.
Yes. I mean, to wake up to take the shower, I need to brush my teeth.
That's so Monica of you.
I do it after naps. I have to wake myself up, my body up. I brush my teeth.
Well, that's taking a nap. But you're not taking a shower. I'm talking about if I had the
just
chance of taking a shower versus brushing my teeth to wake me up. Mm-hmm. I feel that the correct answer is taking a shower.
Mm-mm. And I'm just like looking at you. In, you know, confusion. Just like, what?
Because I get the water on me. I get the music. Okay, whatever. Well, Monica is doing it right. And it pains me to say, always brush your teeth first. Because then you're going to break out and stuff with the extra toothpaste. Brush your teeth. Shower. Don't go blind. Nighttime routine. You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Currently 59 in Roanoke, 58 in Lynchburg. 59 in the NRV. Mm-hmm. And I love a Monica story that starts off by saying... She owes someone an apology.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I do have to apologize to this young lady that I started talking to yesterday. So I go to lunch, walk into this restaurant, never been there before, walk in, there's this woman standing there, and I immediately turn to her and I say, look, you don't have to seat me. I have friends that are already seated.
Oh,
don't
look
worry
at
about
you.
I said, you don't have to worry about anything. And she went, I said, thank you, but you don't have to do any of that.
Okay, Queen Monica just walking in there, pish posh.
I was like, you don't have to worry about it. Thank you so much, but you don't have to see me. She was a customer.
Nope.
And I just came rolling in there like Tasmanian devil. and and just running my mouth, not knowing and understanding that she was waiting in line to pay.
So you made two mistakes right there. You owe her two apologies.
What?
You owe her two apologies because if she did work there, you were a rude customer, right? Because you need to allow the hostess to address you. And the fact that she didn't work there, you were rude to a stranger.
So you know what? I thought that she was. She looked busy. Or maybe she was in a rush to get back to work.
Nobody. I've never been out somewhere where people mistook me for an employee, and that made me feel good about myself.
Oh, well, I mean, she goes, you know what it was? She was dressed in a very nice black dress. And it came off like a hostess, you know, like, and she was right there at the door. She looked really nice. She did. And I was like, okay. You know, I walked in thinking, okay, this woman is busy. She's in a rush. You don't have to worry about anything. I thought I was doing something good there, but
well,
no.
This is when you need to apologize. You said you're going to apologize. I haven't heard those magical words yet.
I am sorry to the young woman standing at the door at Vermini's.
The first question, the main question is, do you always treat hosts and hostesses with such disrespect, Monica?
I do not. Being from the restaurant industry, you know, in the past, I worked at good old Country Cooking.
Doesn't restaurant etiquette say that you're supposed to go in and wait until you're greeted? And then when they greet you, you say, oh, I am sorry. Thank you for your time. My party is already here.
I figured, you know, I was trying to speed up the process, you know, just try to get the ball rolling and help her out.
I will say I know how you feel, though. There's been so many times that I've went to either Target or Best Buy, and there's been a customer in there, and I will walk up to them and be like, hey, where are those digital cameras at? And then they're like, we don't work here. Then why are you wearing a uniform? Are you wearing a blue collar shirt at Best Buy, James?
That's the thing. If you walk into Target and you just happen to have a red shirt on, good luck.
I did that one day.
You're going to be stopped.
And people were looking at me.
Yep.
And so I had to make it known that I was an employee. So I'd walk through Target. I had a red Tommy Hilfiger polo shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I had khakis on. So I would walk through Target as loud as I can saying, man, where the hell is all the stuff in here? Man, I ain't never been in this Target. Like, I'm just saying that.
Because you can best believe if someone needs electronics and you're standing there and they're like, so you're not going to help us? Like, what are you doing?
And you know what's going to happen.
What?
I'm going to give them directions. It's going to be wrong, but I'm going to tell them where to go. It's your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and our special guest. Good morning, Danny.
I don't even need a microphone on. I'm so loud.
Maybe I should turn your microphone
but
on.
But if you don't, I'll just be loud enough. It'll just be that way. But thank you very much for having me. Thank you, listeners, for being patient. Because I feel like I'm destroying their show this week. I'm coming in here and creating nonsense on this wonderful show.
But I'm excited.
Now, one thing you don't know about me, Danny, I'm going to share with you real quick, is that I think people who have destination weddings are selfish. I think they're terrible because basically you are just, they are telling you if you want to celebrate us and our wedding, you have to come to our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Vacation. You have to travel. You have to pay all this extra and bring us a gift.
Well, if it's a vacation, turn it into a vacation.
Nah. I mean, in any out-of-town wedding is crazy expensive.
It is.
You know, like with the gift and then the accommodation. It's all
hotel
expensive.
And everything like that. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new destination for space weddings that I could get behind. Mm-hmm. It's in space. I said space weddings. It's in space. So right now, weddings in space are about to be a thing. A high-altitude balloon company called Space Perspective plans to start sending people up by the end of the year. And it's not cheap, though. $125,000,
and when we heard this story about a space wedding, we heard nothing about a balloon taking you into space.
Well, a balloon.
Yeah,
that changes things. Yes. No wonder. We're both
a rinky-dink balloon.
You got a balloon into
space? Yes. I know it's not rinky-dink, but
it's not rinky-dink.
You hear balloon, I feel rinky-dink.
Now, does it make you feel any better that they refer to the balloon as a capsule?
No.
So they say it'll be a small wedding since the capsule only seats 8 people.
I am terrified of hot air balloons anyway.
Ooh.
I've never been in one, but I want to.
You do?
I want to try it.
I don't know.
Because I've been skydiving. Mm. And so that kind of exhilarates me. I'm excited to do that. So I would love the peacefulness of just floating with the clouds.
It just feels so like you could die at any time in a balloon. And then you're putting that balloon into space with your loved ones?
I feel like I would do something stupid. I would twerk a little bit in the basket and flip to the side. Now roll out onto a power line.
Why don't you sit your butt down somewhere? Why are we twerking in the air?
Why not?
And so you have options with this space wedding. You can launch from land or from a boat at sea.
Okay.
The whole thing lasts 6 hours. For the first 2 hours, you are slowly ascending to 100,000 feet. And then there's the wedding. And then you descend.
So the reception and everything else, like, so what if someone, can you have a beverage in space? Get a little unruly. Do you just push them out there? You know, let them gravity it up, you know?
Why are you making this way more dangerous than it has to
be? I mean, I'm just talking about how weddings go, you know? Right. It's always, always a little drama to a wedding.
but it's this feels like a Myrtle Beach deal. Right? Because they have all those dopey things, banana boats, and you and grandma get to go up, and there's a kite that takes you into the air. This is not a destination wedding. This is a Myrtle Beach money
racket. So we're all out on this. Yeah, so nobody's doing this?
Yeah. No, sorry. I mean, sorry to be negative.
I thought it'd be gates today. Well, congratulations. We'll see you when you get home, honey.
Not the day.
Your Gay 92 morning thing. I feel like Timothy's probably saying not today, Tuesday, not correctly identifying the K92 Secret Sound. The next chance will be at 9:20. And before we get into it, I need to give a very special birthday shout out.
Okay.
To my homegirl, Aspen, turning 13 years old today.
Oh, she's a teenager. Oh, happy birthday.
Representing Hidden Valley Middle School. Oh. Yeah, middle school. Yep, we'll make sure.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, saw her at the Salem Red Sox game over the weekend, and she goes, hey, make sure you shout me out for my birthday.
That's a big deal, 13.
Definitely going to do that. Great family. Mm-hmm. Absolutely great family. But now it's time to say not today. We have to be negative.
Yeah.
Get it
out.
Yeah,
I have to clear it out. I say not today to people walking slow across the street.
Not today.
Like, if someone stops for you, put a little bit of hustle, or even just show that you want to put a little hustle in your step. You know? Just turn and look back at the person, wave, and just... a little gallop.
Now, I must ask you, is this at a crosswalk or is this, are they jaywalking?
They're jaywalking.
They're
jaywalking. Yesterday
was
a jaywalker and I let him go across and he took his time.
How dare you?
he really took his time. Like, he even looked back and they're like, I'm just going to lay down on the ground. I'm like, my goodness. Just come on.
If you don't know Monica Brooks, her desire to wait.
My patience?
Her patience is very slim. It's very low. She does not have it. She does not have it at all. She will yell at you in an instant.
Yeah. It's what I call a hair trigger.
Oh, no.
It's such a fine line between joy and rage.
I gave him a chance. I was like, come on now.
Because you know what? That old man went from like, oh, what a sweet old man. Isn't it good he's taking far too long. He does not know I am very busy. I am important. Like, it goes so fast.
Oh, no.
What a sweet man. Oh, no, he is holding me up.
No.
Speaking of sweet old man, Daddy.
Oh,
who are you saying
not
today, Tuesday, too?
Not today.
You're super sweet.
I'm not today, too. Canoes and kayaks. I'm gonna kill them.
Canoes? Why?
I hate them both. I think they're both drowners of humans. I just feel like, you know, they're weighted in such a way. I know people love them here.
Yes.
In the Roanoke Valley, people love being in a kayak. But all I ever see is them flipping upside down and you having to know how to flip it back up. It's terrifying.
It doesn't feel like the most sturdiest of options.
It doesn't.
Going on the water.
But the folks that enjoy it, they seem to really enjoy it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but
there's a personal beef against, I believe it was a kayak. It was very dark.
Uh-huh.
But I hit my head on a kayak last night.
How does that happen?
I need to hear more.
I was leaving a friend's house about 9:30, mm-hmm. and it was dark. And one of their neighbors had a Subaru, and it had a kayak on the roof, and it shut it out 3 feet. And so because I was watching my steps, I just walked right into it. It went right into my forehead, the tip of the canoe.
So now it's a personal battle.
I know. It's really, really, not I hate them anyway.
It's not even a general hatred anymore.
Antoine, I have hated canoes for a long time.
But now.
Now he's just, damn that canoe. All right. Well, we need to hear you're not today, Tuesday. So text in 52353 or call in. Monica especially loves phone calls. Call in 540-774-9236. Who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday to? My favorite movie I'm looking forward to got ruined because of a spoiler. We're going to talk about that next on The Thing.
Not the day.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine, Monica, our guest Danny hanging out with us this week. We're saying not today, Tuesday, because we can't hold it in.
Mm-mm.
You got to clear it out.
Mm.
It'll weigh you down. Because I'm very angry right now.
Why?
Because I am saying not today, Tuesday to spoilers.
Not today.
Danny, you don't understand. I do a really, really good job of muting things on social media when there's a movie coming out that I want to see.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard.
It's a whole process.
If I go, like, let's say I'm going to see a Marvel movie, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange.
Sure.
I will go in all of my social media and I would mute the words Doctor Strange. But I will also mute Doctor. I would mute the word Strange. I would mute DR, period. I would misspell Strange and mute because I hate a movie being spoiled.
Wow.
Well, this Friday, and don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody else, but this Friday, the new Fast and the Furious movie comes out.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My favorite action movie franchise of all time. It's number one. Hmm. It's number one. And I get online. Every website is posting about a special cameo that's happening in the movie.
Okay, because I was going to say with Fast and the Furious, how do they spoil that? Car starts up.
First off, car explodes. You are not going to be disrespectful. This movie is great. This movie is going in the Smithsonian. It's going to be in the Louvre.
But that's the thing. I didn't even know that was a thing. Did you hear what he does? To spoil spoilers?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to. You have to because people will ruin. And then there are people out there that don't care. Mm-hmm. They are intentionally ruining the movie. And then there are some people that do it by accident.
Yes.
This
accidental spoiler.
I don't think you do it by accident. I think Monica does it intentionally for her own enjoyment.
Oh, you were a spoiler, Monica?
I've accidentally spoiled because I get excited talking about whatever movie or show. And then I just go, and next thing you know.
Do you know what Monica also does, which is so hilarious? She does the accidental spoiler. What? Does the main character die?
No, you absolutely do.
Monica, because we have had listeners over the years be outraged because Monica will make a sarcastic comment about a big movie. It's like, well, I don't know.
Oh,
maybe this monster takes over the world.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got Lindsay on the phone. Let's see how Lindsay feels about spoilers. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Do you go out of your way to keep movies from being spoiled, or do you just not care that much?
I mean, I saw the new one coming out. I was pretty upset. But also, Final Destination 6 is coming out. I'm like, what?
And if somebody spoils that, like, come on. It's the same thing over and over again.
All right, Lindsay, who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
We're saying it to my little grown man, my 13-year-old. His little behind thinks that he is the adult, and now he has to go to summer school, so I'm getting backlash. I'm like, nope, not today.
Not today. Ooh. Now, does he want to go to summer school, or he does not want to go to summer school?
He does not. He said, I have a week left. I will get my grades up. I will do that.
Okay. He has a week.
I got a spoiler alert for that young man. Them teachers ain't teaching anything this week.
There's no extra credit.
Every day
in
is
one
movie
week.
Day.
I coach basketball, and other coaches that I coach with, they're also teachers, and we'll have this conversation. Like, mm-hmm. You know what? Hey, we're not completely checked out because we have SOLs, but let me tell you, we ain't learning nothing new.
For sure.
If you don't know it by now, see you this summer. Well, Lindsay, we wish the best for little man, and hopefully he enjoys summer school because he's definitely going. Thank you so much for listening to the thing. Monica's Secret Celebrity is coming up next, so we're going to need you to play along for your chance to win with K92. Your K92 morning thing is time for today's Secret Celebrity. So let's say good morning to Bailey. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this fine Tuesday?
I'm doing all right.
Now, before we jump into the Secret Celebrity, do you have a Not Today Tuesday that you want to get off your chest? Someone or something?
Actually, yes. Not Today Tuesday thinking it was Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Saturday?
What do your Mondays look like if you woke up today thinking it was Tuesday? You're doing too much on a Monday.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, we need you to help Monica identify today's Secret Celebrity. Monica's going to give you a description. Make sure you're listening, following along, and then we're going to have your guess.
Yeah, I need your help, Bailey, okay?
Okay.
Because I made a friend. I forgot her name. So I went to the Pillsbury Bake Off in Salem, and I made friends with this kind older woman, and she told me she was making her special brownie recipe. She said she got it from her best friend, Snoop Dogg. I said, what? Her best friend's name, Snoop, they could have their own show. And she was very sultry, a hottie. And she told me she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I said, wow. But I can't remember her name.
All right, Bailey. Do you have any guesses? Sultry old lady. She's baking, hanging out with Snoop Dogg. And now the oldest model ever on Sports Illustrated. She is. That's a fact. I wasn't being shady, guys. So, Bailey, who is your guess?
Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her name.
Did you see her, Bailey, on Sports Illustrated yet?
No, but the Snoop Dogg got me.
Oh, but this is the breaking thing, is that she's on the cover in a really pretty one-piece.
She looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I love it. I was like, I'm rooting for Martha all the way.
Yeah.
Now, she's 81, I believe.
Now, normally when you go to prison, like, it takes you a while to, you know, get your life back together. I feel that prison was the best thing to ever happen to Martha Stewart.
I think you're right.
She made friends. She made connections.
She became more relevant.
she did.
We didn't know who she was before she had a prison tattoo.
Oh, we enjoyed her baking skills.
I guess.
And her show.
But while we're on the subject of prison and Martha Stewart, we need to ask if anybody listening was like a bunkmate or more than friend. With Martha Stewart, because we used to talk to her when she was in prison. Because the prison in Alderson, West Virginia,
they moved
to K92, the Martha Stewart Women's Prison. Well, I don't think they renamed it after.
I mean, but that's good, you know, I don't say it's good school. like Oprah School.
All right, so if you would like to guarantee to be on the air with the K92 morning thing, text in right now, 52353. If you were prison mates, bunk mates, yard friends with Martha Stewart,
right.
We would definitely have you on. Bailey.
I bet she
story time.
She did. She made a lot of beds, I bet. Like, critiqued bed making.
Oh, gosh, you'd be so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying. Bailey, don't go anywhere. We have to get all of your information, okay?
Okay.
Because it's still about you. You won the prize. I know we got focus on Martha Stewart. But, Bailey, today is your day. You're listening to K92.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Is there a cosmetic procedure that you want to get? A little filler? A little Botox? A nip, a tuck.
I wouldn't mind a little meat in my pecs.
Yeah.
I want my chest.
Meat in your pecs.
I want my chest to be a little bit back. So I want to get my first tattoo, and I want it to be on my chest, but my chest isn't where I need it to be to get the tattoo.
So you need implants, is what you're saying.
I'll take some implants.
You need some chicken cutlets.
Would you consider getting like one pec done?
Okay.
And then getting the tattoo right there and just pop it. Pop it like, you know.
That's an uneven chest.
It is, though. Yes, it is.
Now I'm leaning to the left the rest of my life. Antoine, why don't you stand up? I can't.
So there is, because everybody's just trying to figure out a way to be better, be more attractive. And so there is a new procedure called Traptox, which is Botox in your shoulders, which is your trapezius muscles. That's what they call it, Traptox.
Yep. Work out your traps.
Yeah. And so it's supposed to make you look more relaxed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you carry your tension in your shoulders.
In your shoulders, yeah. Mm-hmm. So my shoulders are up high, but if I get this surgery,
they
then
relax.
It's like,
they settle back.
All right, I'm seeing
the
before and afters right now.
Oh, boy. You're not liking it?
Okay, this one chick, she looks a little bit more relaxed. She has more neck. Like, I see more.
Are you, as you're listening, searching for more neck? Are you saying, man, if only I could have more neck?
Yeah, she is more, more neckage.
I don't think that this is the worst cosmetic surgery, though.
No.
Like, I think neck is good. Neck is a pretty body part that we don't accentuate enough.
Unless it's sagging.
Right.
A sagging neck, like a turkey neck.
Can you imagine getting the trap Botox and then your neck sags? You get more neck and then it sags. You got to do something about that.
Right.
You gotta sew it up and tuck it around the corner.
Yeah,
like
you
a
pull it back.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. You just sew it up.
All right. Let's
do you know?
I shared my insecurity about my body.
Uh-huh.
What is something, if you had to get some kind of surgery, what would you get? You have to do something to some body part currently.
And it's
what would you
specific.
Go with? And text in your answer, 52353, name and town.
Okay. Yeah, mine, I would really like a head-to-toe kind of lift on everything.
What?
Yeah. Somebody just picked me
pull
up.
My body.
He goes, I want the Pinocchio. If you could just put ropes and strings to
everything.
If they
come up with a cute name, call it the pinch.
I've done the Botox before, and I liked it. I did.
Okay.
And I don't think if you overdo it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But a little bit is kind of nice.
I think it's kind of like a health treatment in a sense of your mental health, like helping yourself feel good to just get a little bit.
Right.
Nothing crazy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do some Botox probably.
Yeah. I mean, working early, sometimes we get bags in our eyes.
Yeah.
Something like, you
that's
know,
a filler.
Filler.
Yeah, you need
to
a little filler.
Yeah, that's what I need.
You need filler. Because you don't want these Roanoke City $5 bags under your eyes.
No, I don't.
Like, I got these bags for free. Why am I paying for some?
The next thing you're talking about, there is a shot called Kybella, right? Kybella destroys the fat cells, so you get rid of your turkey neck. I would do that too.
What?
I do head to toe.
Kybella.
Kybella.
I tell you what, as long as this music is playing, Danny's just going to keep naming things because he said head to toe. Yeah. He started at his head,
and
literally.
Look, I'm about to Google Kai Bella.
And went to his neck. Bella.
Yeah, because they do the thing with like the belly fat. Oh, we're moving down my body. Yeah, the belly fat. Taking
it.
That out, moving it around. Stop I will donate
it.
My belly fat to
oh,
your pets.
Goodness.
Love the person you are. Sarah in Christiansburg texted in and said a tummy tuck. Casey in Bedford also said a tummy
tuck.
Well,
I will say one thing. When you have, especially when you have kids and the muscle repair that you need and tummy tuck, you know, tighten it all up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get that.
You did try when you got the C-section because there was like Kim Kardashian had the tummy tuck and the baby.
I asked my doctor.
You asked for it.
He said no.
He knew better. He knew better. Keep texting in 52353.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, I am here to definitively answer the following question. Who's the dumbest person in the world? And believe it or not, even with billions of people on this earth, there actually is one correct answer to this question. So, who's the dumbest person in the world? You. Yep. You. If you have kids, there is no bigger idiot in the world than you, their parent. I have no doubt that even Albert Einstein, smartest guy like ever, little Hans Einstein was probably, I already know that. I can tell my kids something straight up factual. Won't believe me. But if Mr. Squeaky on TikTok says it,
oh man, did you hear what Mr. Squeaky said? He's so smart.
I already said that. And it's not that every other kid thinks you're the dumbest person in the world. Just your kid. I coach baseball. So let me give you a little multiple choice pop quiz. Here we go. Three kids, no names. See if you can identify my kid. Kid A. Hey, I need you to make this change in your swing so you can hit the ball better.
Okay, coach, you got it.
Kid B. Hey, I need you to make this change in your swing so you can hit the ball better.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Kid C. Hey, I need you to make this change in your swing so you can hit the ball better.
I'm doing it already!
Well, just glad we can have these special moments together on the baseball field. Hey, you know what else is dumb? Why do we unplug the toaster? I mean, I know why we say we do it.
Oh, I want to be safe. Don't want the house to burn down.
And that's great, in theory, except for the fact that we leave every other thing in the house plugged in at all times. None of those things seem to bother us, but somehow we treat the toaster like it's an old, unexploded landmine from World War II.
Okay, that's unplugged. We're safe now.
I mean, that's probably why our kids think we're stupid, because they see us do stupid stuff like that. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Another day, another show, your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and our guest this week, Mr. Danny Myers.
Hi, guys. I can't believe it's over again.
I know.
Every day is faster than the last.
Oh. Do you appreciate being called Mister?
I'm okay with that, yeah.
Or would you rather just be Danny?
And you called me old man earlier. Didn't love that.
You didn't say that.
You forgot the sweet part. It was sweet.
Yeah, that does make it worse.
So I'm falling apart, losing my mind, old man.
Sweet old man.
No, like if you had grandkids, you'd be the best grandfather ever.
No, you got to help him out at the seat. He's a sweet old man.
Tell us the war stories of the 1990s. Like that's what the kids would say to
help
him.
Help me across the street. Sweet old man.
It has been, it's only been 2 days this week, but it has been so much fun on the thing having, having Danny vacation here at K92. And so you're going to hang out the rest of the week, correct?
Yes, correct. And I'm excited for it. Thank you for having me.
I'd just like to point out, and I might say this every day, if I was vacationing, don't know if it'd be here.
I mean, this room feels like the beach, right? It has a beach feeling in here.
Oh, that's because we haven't swept. That's not sand. We haven't swept down there. That's okay. Dirt that you're filthy. Yeah. Yeah. But yes, Danny's going to be with us all week. Your chances to win $5,000.
We're giving it away this week. We are giving it away this week. I really believe you're winning the $5,000.
You had a dream.
I did.
Yes, your dream spoke to you and said, yep. A winner.
Before the first show that I was on with you guys, I had that dream, and it was part nightmare because I didn't want to be responsible.
You would have been
it's
responsible.
It's not my job. I'm just a guest. But I feel very confident the $5,000 is going to be a drink. We used to compete a lot. Do you guys compete with Bob?
Yes. Okay, good. We don't want Bob to win.
No.
Now, with that Bob's being said, You can win with Bob at 3 o'clock and at 5 o'clock. But if you really love us the way that you should, you'll wait until 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll still be happy. You know, we'll be happy. We'll go, yay. We'll do that.
You might get one clap. You get a soul clap from it. But yeah, so we're giving away $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound. Shout out to Southern Team Nissan, Southern Team New River Valley. They are hooking us up with that $5,000. So 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, your next two chances. If we don't have a winner, we're doing it again tomorrow. Freddie Mac has a clue at 12:30. So make sure you have the K92 radio app so that you have all the clues in front of you.
Can I give the clue that we gave? Can I remind them of the clue that, the clue that could help you win this afternoon with Bob? Quitters do this. Quitters do this. That's clue three, Secret Sound.
Quitters do this.
Quitters do this.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get out of here today,
we have the morning thing nugget. Step out of the history that is holding you back and step into the new story you are willing to create.
My story is going to be fictional. I've lived real life long enough. We have a fictional story.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is short. If you want to live in delusion, I support it. Thank 100%.
You. I'm going to ride my unicorn home. That's brand fine. New episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Toodaloo.
Bye, friend. A sip of coffee. I'm just a guest. Bye, friend.
Bye.
Peace.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.